Colin Helms on deck. Martin looking to be the second runner to reach base here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rockers at home, and this was not the performance they had anticipated giving the home fans, but been a nice evening after the rain delay. This one's towards left field and over towards Guerrero, who makes the catch for out number two. Rockers down to their last out, still needing 10 runs, and I'm not going to say it yet. I'm not going to say it yet. You can wait until we get out number three before I say that the Rafters win this game. Because what do I always say? What do I always say? I say, if the game is still being played, there's a reason they're still playing it. That's because the other team could win. Otherwise, the game would be over. Now, am I saying that it's likely? No. But always hold off as this one's up the middle towards second base. And this should do it. Flip over to shortstop. And 4-3 on the fielder's choice ends this game. So there it is as the Rafters come up with a 10-run victory in that last inning. No runs on the one hit, no errors, one left on base. And it's 15-5 as we are going to go ahead and hit a quick break. And when we come back, the post-game show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And post-game show coming your way quickly from Green Bay. We're going to go ahead and kind of roll on through this as the Rafters claimed a 15-5 victory over the Green Bay Rockers on the road. And it's their first win against Green Bay after dropping the first three in a row. So a big one here, and the Rafters now moving to 5-9 on the season. Taking a look back at how it happened, the Rafters scored 4 runs in the first inning, and they took a 4-0 lead and a pair of 2 RBI singles from Mattanaco and Jack Guerrero. That's what made it 4-0. Bottom of the second, though, that's when Green Bay scores. They add 3 runs of their own, an RBI double from Braden Buchanan, an RBI single from Jake Altman. And along with that, Braden Buchanan came home to score on David Baena's fielder's choice. That was an RBI. So it was 4-3 at the end of the second inning and a really close game, but it was shutout ball from there basically all the way up until the seventh inning, when in the top of the seventh, the Rafters were able to build 3 more runs onto that lead. They took a 7-3 lead thanks to the 3-run shot from Spencer Davis. Bottom of the seventh, though, 2 runs come across for the Rockers. They start to get rolling offensively on the 2 RBI single from David Baena. 7-5 is the game. Still close. Eighth inning comes around, though, and the Rafters, 8 runs scored. 4 straight bases-loaded walks, and a hit-by-pitch with the bases loaded after that, and then a 3 RBI triple from Noah Ruiz capped off that 8-run inning. And so the Rafters up 15-5 at the end of that. Alejandro Morales shuts them down over the 8th and 9th innings, the bottom of those innings. And really a great all-around game from the Rafters, who get up with the win, and they snap the 3-game losing streak as that does it from Green Bay. Taking a look back at the stats and, who performed well? I mean, who didn't perform well is really the question up here. There were a couple of multi-hit performances that I'll talk about. Spencer Davis, who went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs thanks to his home run that he hit. He also drew a walk. Along with that, Andre Madueño, he went 2-for-3 with a double, 3 runs scored and 2 walks. He was incredible but got injured at the end of the game, and we're hoping that he's okay there because he is going to be such a huge part of this team. Along with that, 3 RBIs on the night from Noah Ruiz thanks to that triple. 3 RBIs from Madden Akko, who went 1-for-4 with 2 walks. He was good in the game as well. On the pitching side, Matthew Pinal, he goes 3 innings, allowing 3 runs. All 3 were earned. Brennan Cohen goes 3 1/3 innings, allowing 2 runs. Both were earned. And Alejandro Morales, 2 2/3 innings without allowing a run. He stays hot on the mound and looked good doing that. So that's going to do it for the stats and numbers from the game. Looking ahead towards tomorrow, as I mentioned throughout the broadcast, the Rafters heading over to Lakeshore for the first of a 2-game series. Tomorrow will be right-hand pitcher Drew Thompson going against the right-handed pitcher Nate Gray for the Chinooks. Those are who we're looking for, and it is going to be tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. 6:35 p.m. is projected first pitch. We'll have the pregame show at 6:20 p.m. on WFHR, so please feel free to tune in to WFHR as we have that ready to go for you from the Lakeshore Stadium. And that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. A big thank you for all of you who tuned in throughout the night and throughout the afternoon, even through the rain delay. It was a tough rain delay, but we got through it, and we were ready to go after an hour and a half. And the Rafters, they make you rewarded with it. They reward you with a big win on the road. So they get back in the right track, a 15-5 victory, and that does it for our broadcast. Once again, 15-5 is the final score, and a huge shout-out to everyone from Green Bay for the hospitality that they provided, and, well, of course, to everyone who I work with who has helped put me in this position to be able to call a game, and to everyone who tuned in to the broadcast as well. But from myself, Austin Thomas, and from the entire rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you and have a great rest of your night.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Their meanings with lovers and friends. still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them. These memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them in my I love you more. Though I know I'll never lose affection that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you.
That was Judy Collins with In My Life, a song originally, of course, written for the Beatles on their Rubber Soul album. And before that, a former Beatle, George Harrison, from his monumental All Things Must Pass album. That was What Is Life? Welcome, one and all, to Seth Faces the Music, and we are now going into part two of Songs About Life. I'm just going to say, please be happy there's not a part three. So let us continue with our pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness with all kinds of music that will make us very, very happy. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Let's keep it going now with another Beatles classic, this one an interpretation by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Here's Got to Get You Into My Life.
Into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. My life. I
And that was My Life is Right by the band Big Star from their album number one record, which was Anything But. They were the second project of the great Alex Chilton, who you might remember as the lead singer of the Box Tops. Well, everyone, stick around here on Seth Faces the Music. We got lots of great stuff on the way, including another singer who started out as a very, very young man, hit it real big as a teenager, then went on to one great project after the other, until in the 80s he finally made his own way with his own name. Stay tuned, everyone, here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Run on too fast, and I have to take it slowly. it's glamorous, this nightlife. A playgirl, come what may, girl, living high. I never walk, I fly by, and you're the first to ask me why. I run from feeling bitter at night in all its glitter. I shake up, oh, I break up dreams of clay. Don't want a lonely heyday. I'd rather give myself away. Into a nightclub, sit at a bar, look for a gambling game, give it a try, laugh with a gay crowd, dance with a star, live for tonight, for tomorrow I'll cry. It may not be a right life, no future in a nightlife. This late at night and early morning run. But do you know of someone who cares to see me in the sun? Into a bistro, order a drink, look at a floor show, no time to think. Laugh with a gay crowd, laugh right out loud. Live for tonight, for tomorrow I'll cry. It may not be a right life, no future in a nightlife. This late at night and early morning run. But do you know of someone who cares to see me in the sun?
Going all the way back to 1956, that was Lurleen Hunter, a jazz singer I did not know existed until I found this song. That was Nightlife. And before that, we had the great Steve Winwood, Back in the High Life Again, from the album of the same name. Let's keep it going here with another artist who was known mostly for his songwriting prowess. He had some really great albums, of course, but he's probably better known for the recordings others made of a lot of his songs. But don't be fooled, he was a great musician as well, had a very long career, and I am delighted to bring him back to the show here today. Here is the great Leonard Cohen, In My Secret Life.
Still may my secret life. In my secret life. I smile when I'm angry. I cheat and I lie. I do what I have to do. But I know what is wrong, and I know what is right, and I die for the truth in my secret life, in my secret life.
I've waited, 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 waited for you. I dreamed and dreamed and thought and schemed for someone, someone, someone like you. Oh. Now that you're here, please. Don't ever, 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 ever go. Whoa. All of my life, yes, all of my life, I've dreamed and I've longed for you so. Once a voice whispered inside me, wait for someone who's true. Don't love another, for love is forever, and no one else will do. Oh, oh, oh. Now that you're here, I'm happy, my. I've waited, 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 waited for you. Whoa. All of my life, yes, all of my life, I've dreamed and dreamed of you. Whoa. I've waited for you all of my life.
I cannot get enough of that man's voice. Sam Cooke with All of My Life. Stay tuned, everyone. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we're going to go back to the 1990s. In fact, I believe this came out the year I finished my first year of college. I had the choice of either choosing this CD or the Spice Girls. I went with the Spice Girls, but still, not bad, not bad. Kind of an iconic song that kind of summed up the 90s for a lot of people. Find out what it is when we return to WFHR.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hundreds, possibly thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Los Angeles. Tear gas, rubber bullets have been used outside a detention center all over the Trump administration's immigration policies. National Guard troops were sent in earlier today. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defended the use of troops on Face the Nation.
The president chose the safety of this community over waiting for Governor Newsom to get some sanity. And that's one of the reasons why these National Guard soldiers are being federalized.
Democratic governors are collectively objecting amid an uptick in ICE arrests. CBS's Christian Benavides has that.
Internal data obtained by CBS News shows over the past week, ICE averaged over 1,500 daily arrests, a 127% increase from President Trump's first 100 days in office.
Defending champ Carlos Alcaraz wins his second straight French Open men's title after a thrilling five-set match. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. A low tonight in the upper 40s, high tomorrow, low 60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up to around 80 degrees. Right now it's 73.
Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball for Agriculture Night, Saturday, June 14th at 6:35. Presented by Food and Farm Exploration Center, Agriculture Appreciation Night features farming equipment, displays, and exhibits to show the impact of agriculture on our everyday lives. Specialty Ag Day jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game. Rafters Baseball Agriculture Night, June 14th at Winter Field, presented by Food and Farm Exploration Center.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? and C comes round and C goes down to me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the games to play. On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy off the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got the toss now, locked down in a smile. But nothing is alright, alright.
From his groundbreaking record, Heroes, that was The Secret Life of Arabia, David Bowie. And before that, we started off this set with Third Eye Blind. From their self-titled debut album, that was Semi-Charmed Life. Heading back now to the middle of the 1980s, here's a man that kind of seized the zeitgeist of the time and wrapped it up in some really great pop hooks and wonderful singing, and then just kind of disappeared. Too bad. Very, very accomplished musician that he was and songwriter. I think his name was too boring, though. So, well, you decide. What is it really that brought his downfall? Was it this song from his album Dream Into Action? This is Howard Jones with Life in One Day.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tensions are high again in Los Angeles. Hundreds, possibly thousands, are protesting ICE raids and arrests. Up against them, hundreds of National Guardsmen on the ground after President Trump's deployment order. KNX's Pete Demetrio was in the driveway of that ICE facility where a caravan of new arrestees were brought in a few hours ago.
The crowd now is somewhere between 250 and 300 that are directly in front of the main driveway where the convoy had gone on in. You have a line of California National Guard and DHS police there, and a lot of invective being thrown back and forth from the protesters toward the Cal Guard and the police officers.
The Trump administration is blaming Democrats for heightened tensions amid immigration protests.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said inaction from Governor Newsom forced the